It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. The timeline for recovery after a disaster is different for everyone. Educators in Santa Rosa are noticing that many elementary students are just now beginning to process their trauma from the 2017 wildfires. KRCB's Adia White tells us how teachers and visiting artists are using the classroom as a space for healing.
Third grade teacher Tracy Henry shows me an American flag hanging in her classroom at Schaefer Elementary. The flag is melted along the edges. She tells me it shows just how hot her classroom got when the Tubbs fire swept through Santa Rosa and miraculously missed the school.
I have kids telling me still about, you know, Mrs. Henry, I lost my stuffed animals that were in the garage and I know that they burned in there and it makes me very sad. You know, those little things were people to them.
Half of her students lost their homes that year. This year, she has five students in her third grade class who lost homes. This trauma is impossible to ignore in the classroom. Behavioral problems have spiked since the fires. According to 2018 data from First Five Sonoma County, 84% of early childhood care providers noted increased aggression, impulsivity, and sadness among children. Henry has noticed this too.
Last year, we had a whole lot of behavior issues, and everybody was like, what is going on? What is going on? And we slowly are starting to realize that the adults have been processing the fire since day one, right? And they've been taking care of all of the things that need taken care of. And the kids have really put themselves in a back seat. You know, they don't want to be in the way. They don't want to bother. They don't want to interrupt. They don't want to take away the parents' need to do the things they need to do. But the problem there was the kids, they haven't had a chance to process their own feelings.
In addition to literacy, math, and other school subjects, trauma recovery has been added to the list of things she has to help her students learn. Thanks to the nonprofit California Poets in the Schools, she has some help.
Poetry is a really easy way to express yourself because you don't have to worry about grammar, punctuation, anything like that. And so there's really a direct link between what you're feeling and what you're thinking and the printed word.
That's Sonoma County Area Coordinator for California Poets in the Schools, Margot Perrin. She's taking over Henry's third grade class this hour.
I'm going to give you 12 minutes.
The classroom is silent as the third graders race to finish their poems. Then Perrin tells them to put their pencils down. 8-year-old Delilah Stone, who lost her home in the Tubbs fire, is one of the first to volunteer to read hers aloud.
Nice big voice, way back here.
An advice from a llama. From now on, never, never give up and never be mean.
From now and on, never give up and never be mean. But when things are tough, never stop believing in yourself and be kind, enjoy the sunlight, and have a fluff-tastic day. After she finishes, I asked if writing the poem helped her to process what she's been through.
After starting, it sounded a bit sad.
When she first started writing Advice from a Llama, it was sad, she tells me. But then she changed her mind and made sure it had a happy ending. At the end of the class, I asked the teacher, Tracy Henry, how long she thinks it will take for her students to recover.
When you lose like that, I don't think it's ever over. But I think that we can heal. And I think that what we're doing to get kids to communicate, whether it's to us, to each other, through the arts, right, through other things, reading, different things, I think they'll be better. But I think in a way, it'll make them stronger, better people because they'll have empathy that others don't. Because they know where they've been.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This story was produced for the USC Annenberg Health Journalism Fellowship. For more recovery resources, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.